do you call that thing?
A funnel?
Well,
Is that what
no,
you're
just
referencing? A stopper or a cork?
Either one would do that.
Mm-hmm.
And on a playground, this thing that consists of a board on a...
A seesaw?
Any other words for that?
I think not. I think seesaw's all I've ever heard it called.
I have heard teeterboard a couple of times.
Is that so?
Although one fellow says teeterboard is one of those things that one person stands on one end and another one jumps on this end and throws it into the air. The kind of a vessel that you bring coal in to the fireplace.
Well, that could either be a coal bucket or a scuttle.
Sounds more natural to you.
Coal bucket.
And a small stone that you might sharpen a pocket knife or a kitchen knife on.
Whetstone. Is that what you're referring to? A whetstone.
And the kind of stuff you burn in lamps. Used to burn in lamps.
Coal oil is what they say of this place, but I don't care. Kerosene is perhaps the right word for it.
Well, it's a more recent word anyway, I think kerosene.
But from a child, I remember when they said coal oil lamps.
Mm-hmm.
And I imagine most people still call it coal oil. I haven't heard the word for a long time, but I think they'd more like to say coal oil.
And then this small kind of a boat, just an ordinary boat with a flat bottom and square end that you might see down on the river, people fishing.
It's called a canoe?
Well, I was wondering if you ever heard the word bateau around
No.
here. Or, well, would you call it just a boat maybe, or a rowboat?
They call them fishing boats sometimes.
Fishing boat.
Mm-hmm. And there is another word, a skiff.
All right, now is that...
That's the general category, I should imagine.
Well, what about this fancy cover on the bed in the daytime? Over that you put over the...
Well, it's a bedspread. But it's generally called. It's
and
a bedspread.
But I suppose you've heard other things for it.
Yes, there's such a thing as a counterpane. Oh, what else?
Well, I think probably...
Early in my life, we called them Marcel's quilts because they were rather quilted and they were white.
Oh, I see. Yes, I've heard that term sometimes.
And they called them Marcel's quilts. But they are generally, the general word would be a spread. Of course, there are different kinds, chenille spreads and different kinds of spreads.
But
it's a spread. It's a bed spread.
Well, now you have quilts, ordinary quilts, and then you have a very thick kind of quilt padded with cotton, loosely sewn.
Comforter.
And a bed that's made on the floor out of, just a temporary bed out of quilts and blankets and things.
A pallet.
And. You say another way of saying all the way across. You want to emphasize the fact that something goes all the way across the road rather than halfway across. Can you think of some way you might say that besides saying all the way across? Would clear across or clean across sound more natural?
Although I have heard some people who use that in to say clean across.
Well, would you ever use clear across the road?
Not too much because I haven't had the occasion to use it.